Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined now by our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, to have a fun discussion. He's on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jeff, how are you today?
Morning, gents. It is draft week. Next time we talk, it'll be draft day.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy.
It is crazy. It did come up on us fast, this year. Life comes at you fast. Jeff, were you at the press conference yesterday and then the Pirate game?
Yes.
Which would you like to start with?
It's up to you. Host choice.
All right, we'll go with the press conference because we've spent a lot of time on Jared Jones already. Any key takeaways, or is it just much ado about nothing, these press conferences?
You know what I think they ought to do? I think Mike and Omar should just lay out exactly what their plans are.
Yes.
We want to draft a tackle. Then we're going to take a center. We want to get a receiver next. Here are the guys we're really focused in because no one would believe them. They would think they're trying to throw everybody off. They wouldn't believe any of it. So, you know, they could say, well, we were honest with you. See, I get it. And Mike Tomlin kind of saying that he sees cameras at pro days and goes, looks at people that he's not interested in, I thought was pretty funny. But all of it right now is, you know, they don't want to give anything away. And I get it. If there's one thing that I took, it was that Tomlin saying they felt like they've done enough in free agency that it's not as much that they have draft needs as draft wants, that they feel good about their roster right now. Now it's about accenting a room, getting a player here and there. I don't know if I necessarily agree with all that, but you could feel a confidence that it was like it was maybe a few years ago where they feel good about their depth. Now it's about adding and maybe finding a piece here or there.
Yeah, I thought that was very odd. Oh, not odd. I knew that, you know, he was going to be politically correct, Mike Tomlin, saying that they feel good about where they're at and, you know, there's no – what do you say? We're not thirsty to draft anybody, something of that nature. But, I mean, if we sit here right now, the 20th pick is coming up in, 72 hours. Do they take a receiver with the 20th pick, in your mind?
No, I don't think that. I think it's probably what we've speculated. Tackle, maybe center. You know, center's right at that line where it's like, is that too high to get a center? Or do you – would they think about trading back a little bit and still find a couple of centers right there and adding another pick at some point in the draft? So tackle makes a lot of sense. Listen, you don't know how this thing is going to fall. There may be a receiver that they're in love with that they never thought they would have had. But I do think tackle makes a lot of sense when you look at value at certain spots in the draft.
Percent chance that the guy they take 20th overall came to the Southside facility for a visit?
90-95.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just been their pattern here for the last few years. And I get it. I mean, listen, if you're going to put that investment in a player, you don't want to just meet him at the draft. You don't want to just see him at the Senior Bowl or at the Combine. You want to get to know everything about them. And, you know, we've seen them do that with a couple of picks. And obviously, it's not just for the high picks, but most of those guys that come in, they're thinking about first or second round.
Odds that they stay at the 20th pick, or do they trade up, or do they trade back?
Ooh. You know, he said they were very comfortable, which could again be throwing us all off the scent.
Right.
I think there's enough, unless there's a really early run at tackle, I think there's enough depth there and players that they like that they could hold at 20. I really think that. I mean, there's always a chance, and we're getting to learn more and more about Omar. Obviously, what we've seen is he's not afraid to make moves, whether it's free agency, trading, and draft, whatever it might be.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because that's exactly where I was going to go next, Jeff. Kind of going to where the sausage is made behind the curtain here. Like, do you feel like you had a better read on Colbert because of the bulk of experience just talking to him as compared now with Omar, where I know I'm still trying to get a feel for what he's saying and what he actually means when he says certain things?
Yeah, I mean, the proof was out there for years, for decades. You had a good sense of where they're going, what their priorities are. Now, the one thing we have learned about the Steelers is they like those, not that Kevin didn't. You know, we heard from Andy Weidel about the toughness, about how that factor plays in with their draft picks. And I think this too, a lot has been said about Kevin. I think for so many years with Kevin, they drafted at the bottom of the first round. And they had deeper rosters where they maybe took a chance here or there because they felt good about the players that they had in place. And that was pretty much the way it was up until the last 2-3 years. So they really didn't have to make some of those crazy moves because they liked the guys they had. They were just accenting or trying to build some younger guys to eventually take their spots.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeff, tell me if you feel the same way. And my read on Omar Khan is kind of opposite of how the Pirates are dealing with Jared Jones, and they give him an innings limit. It's like, okay, you're going to pitch 5 innings. You're going to pitch 6 innings yesterday, and then that's it. We're not going to move off. We're not going to waver off of our spot. I feel like with Omar Khan, every day is different. Like, I could say something. He could say something yesterday, but today it would be different because there's so many moving parts and things unravel that I could change my mind as the minutes go on. That's how I feel like he operates. It's like, you know, I may say something yesterday, but that doesn't mean that I wouldn't change my mind today.
Well, and he even said about trading up last year that he said it didn't come 3 minutes before the pick, but it was really close before the pick where they made that decision. I don't think he's so concrete in anything that he might change or might have some last piece or have something, you know, at least make him think about something else. And, you know, he doesn't have to worry about, like, the innings limits. Tomlin takes care of that because, you know, JPJ was under basically an innings limit to start his career. And, you know, I think Tomlin handles that part of it, but yeah, Dorn, you're right about Omar. I think he's open to everything. And I think back occasionally when I think about moves that he makes, about him telling us when he was a kid how he would sit in his living room, play GM. And at times it's almost like he's that kid again. He's looking at all these options that maybe at times you overthink. But with him, it's like, hey, why not go for it?
Like, Crowley, it wouldn't shock me if they took a quarterback in the second round. That's kind of what I'm saying. It would not shock me. If Penix is there, it would not shock me for them to do that.
And he was the one who visited. He was the one quarterback that visited.
Oh, man. I don't know if I'm ready for that again. Thoughtfully non-rhythmic. All right, switching gears to the Buccos now, Jeff. I mean, you've been covering this team for a long time. You've covered all the teams for a long time. How does what Jared Jones has done through five starts compare to anybody else in Pittsburgh sports burst onto the scene? Like, the only guy that I can think of that came on and was like, oh, darn, yeah, okay, he belongs, is like maybe Fleury in his first start against the Kings. Oh, yeah, you can see why they took him where they did. Or Sidney Crosby, obviously, but he had the hype in a way that Jared Jones didn't. Like, it feels to me like we're witnessing a legitimate unicorn here.
Yeah, I mean, I can think back to Pirates. Like, when Gerrit Cole started, there was this excitement about him. Top pick, you know, you kind of felt good about where the franchise was going. There was anxiousness to get him up here, but he didn't throw out those strikeout numbers. No. Tyler Glasnow was a guy who had great stuff, but he couldn't find the plate. I mean, I think that's the thing about Jones. Was he have four or five walks this year, along with all of those strikeouts? So he's able to have that type of velocity and be able to put it mostly where he wants it to. That's what you need. McCutcheon said something after the game yesterday I thought was interesting. It's like, you know, this is McCutcheon talking, that he reminds him of Jose Altuve, because he's a guy that you would look at and think, there's no way he can do the things that I've read about that he's done. And then you watch him and it's like, damn, like, how does this dude throw 100 miles an hour consistently when he's not 6'6 or 6'4, 240? It is remarkable. And I love the dude's attitude.
Oh my God.
Like, he's just like, let's go. Like, nothing bothers him. There's a focus. Like, Shelton was saying that when the days that he doesn't pitch, he's not goofing around. He's watching his guy pitch, other guys pitch, trying to get tips on the batters that he might face. Like, the dude is just locked in all the time.
And that was on full display when he struck out Bryce Terang, and Terang falls down. And you don't even get a smile. You don't even get a smirk out of Jared Jones. And I think there was about four or five Brewers that kind of had a smirk after they struck out against this guy, just walking away from the plate, almost shaking their heads like, oh my God, this guy really is as advertised. Jeff, what do you got on the website right now, man?
Yeah, and quickly, I'll say that Jones did it. He said, I didn't show emotion on the outside, but I was laughing on the inside.
How could you not be?
But he said he didn't want to show it. There's more about Jared Jones' start. Reaction from Jared, from Derek Shelton, Andrew McCutcheon, about how all the things that went wrong went right, plus stuff pre-draft as well that's up there, what Mike Tomlin said about quarterbacks. Also, you know, how these guys are approaching the draft. You can hear the entire news conference from yesterday, all of that at 93.7thefan.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Jeff. We'll talk to you on draft day.
Yes, let's go.
Thanks,
Jeff.
Thanks,
boys.
Thanks, buddy. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.